Okay, we left one matter on the Numad Aleph for today, and it's the sugya of Ufne Iver Usatim Yukshal. Volunteered to read the Tosfos. Uzi Bakasha. Baba Deresha. The Moshe. Continue. Mia Ika, Kedetanya Bishili Pirkin. Nitogo Vyotse. Okay, so we have a problem that no matter, in other words, how one sets up the Mishnah, it appears that we should have over here an Iser of Lufnei Iver, be it a Reis or be it a Rabbanon, be it Shlomar, the Chafet Shel Nachri. Okay, Tosa sets it up with Nukimta. Sets up the Mishnah as a Nukimta that we're dealing over here, where the party is a Nachri and the Chepes is out of a Nachri, and therefore we have a case of Patra Muti. Everyone realizes that's a very, very Dachok Ukimta to put into the Mishnah. Right. So what alternative do we have aside from the Pshat of Tosfos? Yes, Avi? Right, so we have over here on the side of the Gemara, Tosis Yeshanim. Inami Yeshlamar Dimikoma Kam Iser Shabbos Patra Mutar Kamar Inachinami. We have an Iser, but in terms of Shabbos, you don't have an Iser. Okay, so let's try and understand what Iser we have over here. What Iser we have over here. So Tosis previously said that when we have a situation of Chad Ivra de Nahara, namely that the Goy doesn't need you in order to be able to be over the Iser, there's no Iser de Oraisa, but there is an Iser de Rabbana. Correct? That's what it says. What Iser do we have? What does it say over here? Mekomakom Iser de Rabbana mia ika. Which Iser de Rabbana do we have? Under what category does it fall, this Iser de Rabbana? Are there a number of opinions, number of possibilities? Yeah, a number of possibilities. What's one possibility? What Iser Drabanan do we have over here? We don't have an Iser Doraisa of Lifnei Iver, but what do we have over here, Midrabanan? Leaving aside, what's the easiest to put in? We have an Iser Drabanan of Lifnei Iver. Does anyone say black and white that we have over here an Iser Drabanan of Lifnei Iver?
Tosos.
Tosos where?
Tosos says that Philly might have been up to low side of Lifnei Iver. So you see that the Drabanan is fun, but it's the Drabanan of Lifnei Iver.
Okay, does anyone say it, not as a diuk, but say it black and white, that the drabanan over here is, you're correct, is the drabanan of the Iver?
The Rush.
The Rush. Okay. Not the Rush at the beginning, the Rush at the end. If you open up to the Rush also has two, like our Tosfos, goes through two different options, and at the end, the Rush quotes the Tosfos Yeshanim's Shita without calling it Tosfos Yeshanim. The last three lines of the Rush, V'chol zeh hadikduk eino nireli, the la'olam v'Yisrael ayri, va'af algav di'ika isura d'lifnei iver lo sitein michshol lo ayrinan hacha ela b'Yisurei Shabbos v'korei patra mutar kevin d'leka Yisur mishum Shabbos. Namely, what we have in the margin over here, sachakol 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 words, the Rush has it in 12 words. In other words, or 13. I don't know. He doubles it. That he says black on white. We don't have over here an Iser of Shabbos, but we have over here an Isura Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Michshol. Let's try to understand what happened over here between the Doraisa and the Drabana. On a Daraisa plane, the moment you have Chad Ivra de Nahara, you saw the Gemara in Avodah Zara, then there's no Iser of Lifnei Iver. Midra Bonan, we have an Iser of Lifnei Iver. What exactly did the Rabbanan do? What was the status Midra Araisa? Why, if you have Chad Ivra de Nahara, is there no Lifnei Iver Rositein Mirshol? What is missing?
It's not clear that you're the direct cause of the Iser.
It's not clear.
It couldn't happen even
with that. In other words, are you being medayik in the words of the pasuk, or are you saying some Torah sheba al peh?
No, lifnei iver lo sitein mirshol. It's not clear that what you did was the sitein of mirshol.
Ah, okay. In other words, that midoraisa, you have to be no sein a mirshol. When are you no sein a mirshol? When you have trei ivrei denahara, then you are no tein mirshol. Masha'enkin, when you have Chad Ivra de Na'ara, you're not being a notain, you're not giving him anything. If he could take it on his own, you're not giving it to him. That's one way of learning, very correct. And certainly you can be daik in the pasuk that maybe it's not going to call Lo Sitain if it's on Chad Ivra de Na'ara. Or you could say a little differently, like we spoke about in terms of Akira and Hanocha. You could say that we're missing over here the beef, we're missing the meat. If it's Chad Ivra de Na'ara, you could say no. So the bottom line is, I'm giving it to him. But what? Halacha, Moshe, Misinai, Torah, Shabal Peh, we have this tradition that was handed on, that there's a t'nai. When am I over lifnei iver lo sitein mirshol? The t'nai that he couldn't have gotten it on his own. It's a t'nai. In other words, that the pasuk can be read, lifnei iver lo sitein mirshol, even on chad iver denahara. But we have this Torah, Shabal Peh, that we have this t'nai that it has to be via me, not via him. My nafkamina, if I'm being medayik in the pasuk, or if I have over here a tnai of Torah Shebal Peh. My nafkamina, if we say over here, I'm not doing anything, or no, I'm doing something, but I'm doing something which is mutar. Those are the two sides. Right? The first side is, the Torah says, Ivir lo sitein mirshol, don't give him, I'm not giving him. If it's chad ivra denar, I'm not giving him. The other side is saying, no, I'm giving him, but there are certain situations where giving is mutar. Giving is only usher, but tnai that it's trei ivra de nahara. My nafkamina between these two approaches, how I formulate the doraisa. Do I formulate the doraisa that lo sitein means trei ivra de nahara, and if it's chad ivra de nahara, I'm not nosein, or no? Lo sitein means simply to give. I'm doing the act of giving. However, we have a condition that I'm only going to be over the Iser in a situation where it's trei ivra de nahara. My nafkamina, you know, it's in terms of how far do we go? Asher, what do you want to suggest?
Just in terms of the second way of learning, Iker and Tanai, if for whatever reason it was impossible for the Tanai to be fulfilled, then maybe the Iker would be okay. But according to the Moshe Ben Mitchell, so it's objectively Aser for me to do this action of whatever it may be.
You're in the right direction, but just give. I'd like an afkamina on which we have Machlokas Rishonim. You know, it's at least that I'm aware of Machlokas Rishonim. How do we define Chad Ivra de Nahara and Trei Ivra de Nahara? Yes, Saria, what are you? What are the options?
One option is that it's Trei Ivra de Nahara, so then with that means it's inaccessible.
Right.
It's Chad Ivra de Nahara, so it's accessible.
Or
the shot could be that Trei Ivra de Nahara means I can't force him to do Ravira. But if it's Chad Ivra de Nahara, if it's Trei Ivra de Nahara, he can't force me to give him the object. But if it's Chad Ivra de Nahara, he could force me to give him the object, so therefore I'm not going to be Chad Ivra de Nahara anyway.
I know where you're coming from, but give a simpler nafkamina. One way of learning is that Chad Ivra de Nahara means that he could get it without me, and Trei Ivra de Nahara means he can't get it without me. I'm the source, right? I have the drugs. He can't get the drugs without me. But if he could get the drugs without me, that's Trei Ivra de Nahara. Or how else could you distinguish? Not a question as to whether I am creating the accessibility, but rather I'm making it easier. Namely, in Trei Ivra de Nahara, I make it easier for him to get it than in a situation of Chad Ibra the Nahara. But not that he couldn't get it without me, he could get it without me as well. But I make it easier. You know, what would you say? Which of these definitions should be the meaningful definition? If we're talking about Sitain, if we're talking about a Tanai. You have a picture we're talking about. In other words, I'm asking is as follows. In other words, one way of understanding is that, let's say I have the following case, that I am offering this goy some Avir Menachai. Now, if I don't offer it to him, he's not going to find Avir Menachai, you know, on the corner, etc. But he can go into Amazon.com, right, or you know, it's and he can, you know, search around, and maybe he'll be able to find Avir Menachai, namely that he could with a bit of an effort get it as well. Is that Trei Ivra the Nara or is that Chad Ivra the Nara? There are two definitions over here. One definition is that the moment that he has to put effort into getting it, and I give it to him more easily, then that's considered to be Chad Ivra the Nara. The other is, as long as he can get it, that's Chad Ivra the Nahara. In other words, the only time that we call it Trei Ivra the Nahara is if he can't get it without me. I am his sole source of this particular Iser. Which of these would fit more into the Lifnei Ivra lo Sitain Michshol, and which of these would fit more into the Tanai? Yes? Right, I agree. In other words, that if we're working off of the pasuk, so even if he could get it without me, if I make it easier for him, that's considered to be usur. I'm giving it to him. In other words, I'm making it easier for him. He could get it by driving for 2 hours, but I'm giving it to him on a silver platter. That's lifnei ivra lo sitain michshol. Mashenkein, if it's a tnai, as Asher pointed out previously, is something very, very objective. The moment he could get it from some other source, then there's no lifnei iver. That's a tanai. It's only lifnei iver if I am the sole supplier. The moment that he can get it from some other source, even if it would mean he's going through all sorts of efforts, etc., then there it would be mutar. Namely, the tanai would go lekula, that I'm only over lifnei iver if I'm the sole source. Mashenkin, if it's a question of titain, then lechora, the moment that I'm making it easier for him, I'm going to be over on lifnei ivra lo sitain michshol. Do we find these shitos in the Rishonim? Does anyone say, or the Mefarshim, does anyone say black on white that if he could get it without me, even though he'd have to go into some effort, I'm not over on lifnei ivra? Does anyone take that approach of the tnai, namely that only if I'm the sole source it's aser, but if he can get it without me, I'm not aser? That's the Mordechai in Avodah Zarah. Correct. That's the Mordechai in Avodah Zarah. Very nice. Hello. On the first page of the Mordechai points out that... Mikan mochiach habahag, muter lahalvotan bizman hazeh. We're allowed to lend money to the goyim nowadays. Afal pi shein nosten min hamaos tikrovas avodah zarah l'shamash biyom chagam. Lefi shein nosten l'shamash kol kach shelo yuchu limtzo oto dover muat lovo miovdei kochavim acherim. Afilu lo hayinu malvim lehem. It's the moment that they have another source, even though I'm making it easier for them, that is muter. That's mutar. I have to be the sole supplier in order for it to be usur. That's what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. V'yesh omrim ha da usur limkor lehem dvar mashechem lavodasa. Hainu dafka ein lehem acherim kiyotze b'hem. O shelo yuchu liknot b'makom acher. Avo im hem yuchulim liknot b'makom acher. They can go on the internet and get it, you know, where it's on some website, even though it would be a little more difficult for them than having simply to go around the corner and get it from me. Mutar limkol lehem kol davar. Makar Mordechai perek kama davar azara. I mean, the Mordechai says that we have over here a t'nai. We have a t'nai. If Ne'ero says, Mikshal is only if I am the sole supplier. The moment they have some other source, they can borrow the money from someone else, like in the case of the Mordechai. They can buy it somewhere else, like in the case of the Ramon. The Ramon doesn't discuss, you know, how long will it take for them to get it, how much it will cost them. The Iker is that they have another alternative. There's no Lifnei Iver. Who disagrees with the Mordechai? The Gra. The Gra disagrees with the Mordechai. On what basis does the Gra disagree with the Mordechai? I mean, even though the Gra is a God, but the Mordechai was a Rishon. I mean, how does the Gra just disagree with the Mordechai? He has a Gemara. He says the Mordechai is against the Farish of Gemara. That there's a Gemara in the Darim and Daf Samach Beis, Amud Beis, which talks about fire, which talks about wood. Right? And the Gemara over there says that if Samach Beis, Amud Beis, Rav Ashi Havi Le'ahu Ova, Rav Ashi had a forest, Zavne lebeit nura, and he sold wood from his forest to a beit avodah zarah. No, isn't that Amalei Ravino Ravashi? Ha'ikilof neivero say michshol. You're Ravashi. How are you over an Isra Doraisa? Amalei rov eitzim lahasakad minhu. The fact is that they're using most of it not for the avodah zarah, but simply to heat their dormitories. Using it to heat their dormitories, that's not osur. They're allowed to keep goyim warm. Mashma from here. That had they been using most of it for Avodah Zarah, it would have been Aser. Now, trees are a dime a dozen. It doesn't say Rav Ashi had a monopoly on trees in Bavel. He had a forest. But there are a lot of forests around. You know, it's like you buy aravos from one person, but there are aravos here, the aravos there, the aravos there. So it appears the moment that even though they could have gotten the trees from elsewhere, b'chol zot, Ravina said Rav Ashi, you're over lifnei iver. So we see the moment you made it easier for them, that's already lifnei iver lo titein michshol. You're already doing an act of titein. That's the Easter. So the Gra points out, how can the Mordechai go ahead and give this rule that we have over here, Kana Tanai, l'chor it's not mashma that way from the Gemara. That's the language of the Mordechai. Vodino shel ha-Mordechai, says the Gra, lo nire, the dafka b'de isle amrusham deino over. V'roba motzei, okay, so l'chora we have over here on a doraisa plane a machlokes as to exactly what is the iser. Now let's take it both sides. According to the Tosas Yeshanim, what did Rabbanan do? What did Rabbanan do? Now, we have two ways of learning the doraisa. So Asher, can you? If the Doraisa is that we have this T'nai, so what did Rabbanan do? Very simply, what did they do? Mi Doraisa, you're only chayv if you're the sole source. Mi Rabbanan, they removed the T'nai. Right? In other words, what Rabbanan did was they expanded the Doraisa by removing the T'nai. Mi Doraisa, we have this T'nai of Torah Shabbal Peh, that you're only chayv if you're the sole source. If we have a case of Trey Ivrei Danahara, Midrabanan Yerchayev, even Bechad Ivrei Danahara, even if you're not the sole source, they removed the Tanai. They were Marachiv, the East, removing the Tanai. If we say, however, that the Doraisa is Lo Sitain, right, you make it easier, so what did Rabbanan do? They had to change the rules over here, namely that they were Marachiv, what's called Netina. Netina is not only making it easier, but even simply offering, right? That in other words, that there's a vending machine where you can pick up his Eirim and Achai, and you say, I'm next to the vending machine. Why put your coins in the vending machine? Take it from me. That's also Aser Midrabana, namely that they change what's called giving. What's called giving isn't making easier. What's called giving is simply handing over, even v'chadivra nanahara. So Rabbanan expanded. That's the day of the Tosfos Yeshanim. Is this day of the Tosfos Yeshanim that Rabbanan expanded brought in the poskim? We find it in the poskim that Rabbanan expanded lifnei iver lo titein michshol. According to the Shach, that's the Yesh Machmirim over there in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. The Shach understood that the Mordechai is telling us that we have a Doraisa. And the Doraisa is limited to a situation where you're the sole source. The Yesh Machmirim, even if you're not the sole source. What's the back basis of the Yesh Machmirim? The Sfirulei, the Chihechi, Darminim, B'Shas, Gabei Nazir, Asr, Lahoshit, Rokosi, Ayin, Hainu, Dafka, B'Dekor, B'Trei, Yivir, and Nahara, Hu Adin Hacha, that's the first day, Yesh Mim, V'Sovrim, Yikomakom, Yisr, Jirabanan, Ika, the Lohave, Kamo, Trei, Yivir, and Nahara. Namely, that Rabbanan took away this, either, again, took away the condition, if we're working with the Mordechai, or took away the definition of Rositein, if we're working with the Gemara and the Dorim, with the Gra. Rabbanan expanded. Do we paskin like this Tosfos Yeshanim? Do we paskin that there is this Iser Drabanan? So the Ramah appears that yeah, Nohagin Lohakel Kesvara. I'm sorry, Yesh Rishonim. I says B'chol Baal Nefesh Chamir LaAtzmo. Oh, it's that maybe yes, maybe no. The Shach says nah, we don't paskin like that. There's no such expansion of Lifnei Iver. There's no Lifnei Iver except in the case of Trei Yibrid and Nahara. How we're going to define Trei Yibrid and Nahara, that's a machlokas, the Gra and the Mordechai. But there's only going to be a din of Lifnei Iver if we have Trei Yibrid and Nahara. Okay, so one option of learning the Yisur Drabanan of the Tosfos Yeshanim is we have over here an Yisur Drabanan of Lifnei Iver. That's an option which is possible. We have to first describe the Doraisa, then explain how the Drabanan expanded. And the Shach says, he shoots it down the halacha. He says, nothing doing. We don't paskin like that rush. We don't paskin that we have over here an Yisur Drabanan of Lifnei Iver. So what Yisur Drabanan would we have then if it's not going to be Lifnei Iver? What other option do we have of an Yisur Drabanan if it's not going to be Lifnei Iver? Oh, you said before. Who saw it before? That's before we get to Messiah. Let's go in the order of Tosfos. Let's look in Tosfos. Uzi read the Tosfos. What did Uzi, when you read Tosfos, Mikomakam Asa Drabanan Miha Ika? What are the next three words in Tosfos when the Tosfos goes to the thin lines? Isa Drabanan Miha Ika. We have an Isa Drabanan of Lafrushe Me Isura. Lafrushe Me Isura. Where do we have a pasuk in the Torah that there's a din of Lafrushe Me Isura? Excellent. We have a pasuk Kocheach Tochiach Es Amisecha. We have a mitzvah of Tochacha, and from this is expanded into a din of Laafrushe Me Isura. What example does the Rosh give of Laafrushe Me Isura? The Rosh gives an example. He says this is similar to what Mikomakam Isura Drabanan and Ika Dafilu Katan Ochel Nevelos. Katan Ochel Nevelos. That is not a din d'oraisa. Midoraisa, a katan's allowed to eat nevelos. A katan's only not allowed to eat nevelos midrabanan, mitzad chinuch, v'chol mikol makom bezdin mitzuvin lehafrisho. So we see that we have an iser of lafrushe miisura. Kal v'chomer, this person wants to be over an iser of hotzah on Shabbos, right? And so for us to just stand by there and go ahead and let him take it from our hands, we're over on an Isur of Laafrushe Me Isura. And that's the way the Shach himself paskins. He says that there's no Isur Drabanan of Lifnei Iver, but there is a Chiyuv Laafrish Me Isura. There is an Isur Laafrish Me Isura, and he quotes over here the Rosh and the Ran. That's the Isur that we're dealing with over here, Laafrish Me Isura. What's the problem with this approach, which is mentioned by the Mishnah Brura? To say that we have over here a din of lafrushe miisura. Elachor, it's midaraisa. Why is it drabana? As the Mishnah Brura points out in the Shaar Hatziyun and Siman Shin Mem Zayin. The text of the Shulchan Aruch is that we have an isur. So the Mishnah Brura points out this is not an isur of Shabbos, because you're not doing anything. But what is the Iser? It says, Mikomakam Aser Drabanan, Iser Drabanan Ika, Da'afilu Katan Ochel Nevelos, Bezdin Mitzuvin Lehafrisho. Makar Rosh, Lechaora, Mashe Kosav Drabanan Lav Dafkahu, Lefima Di Iser Bibrachos, Daf ayin beis, fine beis. Earlier, no. Haroa chavero shehu lavush kil ayim. Sarecha lefshot afilu bashuk. Mashma sham begemara delafta kanta drabanan bialmahu. Im kinu adim binyanenu. Halo machuyev limchos biyado min hatorah kedei lafrisho mi iser. Veheich salka daitach kishem mazmin lo balabaita tachefetz loani shikach miyado. Ayedezo mechalo shabbos b'malcha doraisa lo yehe al balabaita rak iser drabanan. So even though there's no lifnei iver because it's chad ibra denara, I'll call upon him. Halom min haTorah mechuyev lamano miisura. So he gives an answer. What's the answer? When do you have an isur lahafrish meisur d'oraisa, and when do you have an isur lahafrish meisur drabanan? No, Oren. In a situation where you're able to be mafresh him, maybe he's someone who would listen to you. He's someone, or the circumstances are that you're the one who would present the raw material for him to be over the Easter. And if you hold back, he can't be over the Easter, even if he wants to. Right? He wants to smoke a cigarette. You have a match. Right? So he asks you for a match. So if you don't give him the match, he's not going to be over the Easter. Then the lafrusha isur is midaraisa. But let's say you have a match, but there are also matches on the table. So lifnei iver, there's no doraisa. Whether it's lifnei iver or drabanan or not, that's a machlokes between the Tosis Yishanim and the Shach. But is there an isur of lafrusha meisura that I shouldn't allow him to take my match if there are matches next to me? So that's what Mishnah wants to say. That's drabanan. In your early yashiv, hecha arinan delinian kilei mechuyev lemano hecha deish biyado lemano edev shita. Avol be'ein biyado lemano les pechiyuv min haTorah. And so Rashi is teaching us afilu hachi isur drabanan yesh hecha shilokeach miyado. Okay, we have an over an isur drabanan of lafrusha miyisura. Okay, so we have one option of explaining the Tosis Yishanim that we have an isur drabanan of lifnei iver. A second option of explaining that we have over here an isur drabanan of lafrusha meisura. That's what the Rosh is teaching us. Lifnei iver there won't be, but we're going to have lafrusha meisura. Finally, Nus Ariel, what's the third option? Not an isur of lifnei iver, not an isur of tochacha of lafrusha meisura, but rather misayeya laover avera. That's a third isur. That's a mishnah in Gittin, no? I think so. The end of Perek HaNizokin. The Mishnah over there says that we have a din in terms of Shemitah. That if we know that someone is not keeping Shemitah, we shouldn't go ahead and give them kelim that with which they'll be able to be over Yisurim. Lefi she'ein machzikin yedei ovrei avera. Ein machzikin yedei ovrei avera. And the Gemara in Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph over there speaks about this isur of l'sayeya l'idei ovrei avera. Yeah, but isur being l'sayeya l'idei ovrei avera. And so over here in our situation, if you were allow someone to take something from your hand and carry it, so you would be over an isur of l'sayeya midei ovrei avera. What's the difference between lifnei iver lo sitein michshol and l'sayeya bidei over avera? Or this is brought as a third option, and yitachen this is what Tosus is saying by us. Tosus starts off chayav lafrusha miyisur. Sorry, not the Tosus by us, but rather the Rush, language of the Rush. The Rush begins with afrusha isura. And he moves over. Kol sheken gadol shelo yisayeya lo. We have this din of l'sayeya. What's the difference between lafrusha miyisura and lifnei iver is clear. One's a din of tochacha, and one's a din of allowing the individual to do the avera biyadayim. But misayeya is also allowing the avera to do the avera biyadayim. So what's the difference between the two of them? Let me give you a case, and you tell me whether the Easter involved in this case is lifnei iver or misayeya lidei ovrei avera. Let's say someone wants to smoke on Shabbos. So for me to give him a match, right, that would be lifnei iver, clearly. What if I tell him, and also l'chor would be misayeya over avera. What if I tell him there are matches in the drawer? I tell him there are matches in the drawer. Yes, Ariel?
So then in order to be over lifnei iver, then he will.
I would tend to assume that both Lifnei Iver and Masaya would have the same criteria. If one of them needs a ma'ase, the other one needs a ma'ase as well. But Lifnei Iver, in words, what's the case of Lifnei Iver that's brought in the Gemara? Moshit Lenazir Kos Shel Yayin. That's the case. In what way am I relating to his Avera? What am I doing to what exactly am I doing? What? Yes, Uzi?
Never, it seems like more like instructive and direct to do it. And with the Sayyid, it's more like you're allowing it to happen.
Okay. In Lift Yafet, very nice, Uzi. In other words, Lifnei Iver, I am enabling, use the language of our president, right? I am enabling, not ennobling, but I am enabling the individual to do the Avera. That I am giving him the raw material with which he can do the Avera. A Nazir can't do an Avera without a cup of wine. I am giving him the raw material. Now, he's the one who's going to drink the cup of wine. Right? He's the one who's going to drink the cup of wine, but I am giving him the raw material with which he can be over. That's the michshol. Lifnei iver, lo titein michshol. The michshol is the raw material with which he can be over the Avera. Misayeya goes beyond the situation of it giving him the raw material. Misayeya means that I am participating in the Avera, that I have a part in the Avera itself. When we speak about Misayeya ein bo mamash, if let's say we have a person who is carrying a heavy object that he could carry on his own, and I help him to carry it. I'm misayeya, that's what we call misayeya. It's not necessary for me to help him, but I am participating in the avera. So I'm not over an Isur Doraisa, he's the one who's over an Isur Doraisa, but I'm being over an Isur Drabon. And misayeya could be dafka at the time of the avera, that I am, that I'm not just giving him the raw material, moshit, in other words, what happens if I'm moshit to a nazir, a koshel yayin, and then 2 hours later he drinks it. Am I over lifnei iver? Sure, I'm over lifnei iver, but in terms of misayeya, it would only be if I held the cup while he was drinking it. I'm misayeya lidei over aver, namely the misayeya is at the time of the avera. Misayeya is at the time of the avera. Masha'en kein lifnei iver is giving him the ability to do the Avera. So over here in our case, where he's taking the object from my hand, so it could be Lifnei Iver, right? It could be Lafushe Mi'isura, or it could be Misayeya, because all of these coincide, namely that we have over here the conditions, theoretically, of Lifnei Iver, if Lifnei Iver applies even B'chad Ibra the Nahara. We have over here the conditions of Lafushe Mi'isura, be it Doraisa or be it Rabbanan. And we have over here, l'chor, the conditions of misayeya. Okay, so these are the three options that are offered by the Rishonim as to what Isur Drabanan we have over here. Either an Isur Drabanan of Lifnei Iver, an Isur Drabanan of Lafrushe Me'isura, or an Isur Drabanan of misayeya. Yes? What's the fourth option? Marisayin. Okay, Marisayin is a fourth option. You're correct. I didn't want to get involved in that because that could apply to anything. In other words, you're correct. There is a fourth option of Marisayin. In terms of Misaya, what problem would there be? In other words, why am I hedging in terms of saying we have over here Misaya? Or it's the simplest. Because after all, lifte iver, maybe there's no iser drabana. Afrushe me isura, maybe it's an iser daraisa. Why am I hedging about nisaya? Yeah? Because I sent you to a Rambam, Perish Mishnayis, where the Rambam says that nisaya is also an iser daraisa. The Rambam quotes a pasuk for nisaya. The Rambam in Ilchos, in Maseches Trumos, in Perek Vav, says that over, that you're over on lifnei iver im garam la'avera, over al devar Hashem, al toshes yodcha im rasha, im siyeya l'chote. Right, so then we're back to the same problem the Mishnah Berurah had, namely if l'sayeya, the over is also nisur daraisa, it doesn't fit into Tosis's framework of having over here an Iser Drabbanon. But in any case, the Rambam may be a Das Yachid, not aware of anyone else who builds Masayeya on a Pasuk. And Lehefech, after the Mishnah Berurah knocks down the Iser Drabbanon, of that knocks down to an Iser Drabbanon, he says, Shehu Bichlal Masayeya de Ovrei Avera. Maybe we're even moving over into the realm of Masayeya. But each of these is... Yes, Shuki, I'm sorry.
But doesn't the Gemara, Rebbe's chiluk, the chiluk we're drawing between Masayeh and Lifnei Iver, isn't the Gemara with the Kalim for Shavius, isn't that going to sound like Lifnei Iver? And it says it's Masayeh?
So it could be that there's only an Iser of Lisayeh, according to the way I'm setting it up. In other words, if you give him the Kli, as he's, you know, it's you, in other words, he's about to be Tochein, but he's missing a Matchena. So you give him the Matchena, and he's going to be Tochein right away. In other words, that the Lusayeya means that you're participating in the Avera.
Why is that different than giving him the cup of wine and he's going to drink right away also, we're assuming?
The same, but Lifnei Iver would even be if he drank 2 hours later, because the issue of Lifnei Iver is to put in a michshol. You give him the cup, he keeps it in his house, and at some point he drinks it, then you are over. If you drink it a week later, you'll be over.
And we have to set up these ukimtos in the cases?
But in terms of Misayeya, Lechora, the language of Misayeya, Imbo Mamash, Misayeya in the Gemara, deals with where you're participating in the Maisa Avera. So I would tend to assume that he'd only be over here, the Iser of Masayeya, if he takes it from your hand and immediately goes ahead and is Ma'avir. Then you're Masayeya, they over Yaveira, that you're involved in the act. You're like the, not just giving him the raw material to do the act, but you are the beginning of the act. You're the beginning. He's the one who's doing the action, doing the pu'ula, but you're there as the pu'ula is being done.
We can't just say that it's the same thing, that sometimes we call it Lifnei Iver Midrabanan and sometimes we call it Misayeh, which is also Nisr Drabanan?
You could, but I think it's nice that if each of these have their own boxes, then at least we know this is Lifnei Iver. Sometimes they'll coincide, but Lifnei Iver would even be, Lechora, everyone would agree that Lifnei Iver, you're over for giving the person the michshol whenever he's going to be drinking. In other words, Moshit Lenazir Yayin doesn't mean he has to drink it right away. The fact that you were the one who gave him the yayin, even if he drinks it 3 hours later, but you were the one who gave it to him, and it was Trei Ivri the Nahara, then you're over Lifnei Iver. So the Tanai of Lifnei Iver is Trei Ivri the Nahara, Chad Ivri, Chad Avar the Nahara. The Tanai of Lafrushe Meisura is the Din of Tochacha. So then we move over. Can you be Monea? Can't you be Monea? That would be the Doraisa Drabanan. And if you're dealing with Meseya, then if you're simply setting up the situation, then Lachor is not necessarily Meseya. If, however, you're participating in the Avera by being the first stage, that would already be Misayeya. But Lechora, each of these also have other criteria where sometimes they're going to have one and not the other. Where do we find, let's take them one by one, where do we find that even if we have a situation of Trei Ivri de Nahara, there wouldn't be Lifnei Iver? When would you not be over Lifnei Iver, at least according to one Risha, for giving a Nazir a cup of wine, even if it's Trei Ivri the Nahara, even if he couldn't have gotten this cup of wine without you? Yes, Asher?
I was going to, you qualified the statement saying it was to a Nazir, as I said, but if you're giving it to a guy, then they're showing that say it's okay.
In terms of giving it to?
To a guy.
Tough. There certainly is no Lifnei Iver Osei Michshol if the person is not a Bar Chiyuva.
Well, we have the Iver.
When we speak of Lifnei Iver by a goy, it's in terms of Shavim Sifrei Noach.
Right.
Right.
However, if you're giving it to the
Ibn Khan to a guy, in this case, I'm sorry,
yes?
The first Mordechai of Elzara, he has an issue of dealing. So if he says if you feed Nevela, even if it's Trei Ivri Nahara, since it's usher for everybody, then would be motivated, that wouldn't fit in the category of Lifnei Iver, since we wouldn't be causing a mechshol. Since it's usher for the guy to eat, since for everyone to eat, you're not going to make a mistake the same way another.
And
would
also.
That
makes sense.
Meaning what?
Meaning, like, you said an example, you give him a bila to be a shrub.
Right.
So, that he himself, you don't have to assume he's going to eat it. Because you don't know.
Yeah, but I'm asking about a situation where the, yeah. In other words, let's take our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is a situation where you are holding a chayfetz in the Rishus HaYachid, and someone sticks his hand in and wants to take it out. So we say that if that individual is a Jew, then you're going to be over Lifnei Iver if he takes it from your hand. Under what circumstances would you not be over Lifnei Iver for that Jew if you were to take it out of your hand?
If you know he's not going to be motziyit.
If you know he's not going to be motziyit, it certainly is not no Lifnei Iver. Correct. But I'm saying, well, you know he is going to be motziyit. No. I sent you to a ritva. I sent you to a ritva stav. There's a ritva in Avodah Zarah and the Avavim Adbeis. The ritva says as follows. Miu hane mi lifnei iver l'sein michshol de kol hecha de tiboy le stama dumi de mas nisen ha de nazir veiver ben achai shano choshishim l'takala kol hecha de matzi ovid isur shlo ayadenu lesa mishum lifnei iver v'af al pi she'efshar shehu marbe be isur ayadenu lo chayshina. Af al pi she'efshar shehu marbe be isur ayadenu lo chayshinan. And let's say we have a person who 100 times a day takes, carries something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. This is, he's constantly moving back and forth, carrying. And then he takes it from my hand. Is there an Easter of Lifnei Iver lo sitein michshol from his taking it from my hand? In other words, what over here is chaser? The michshol is there, the sitein is there, but what? He's not an Iver. Namely, that he's a person who knows that carrying is Osir. Not only does he know, but he's carrying anyway. He's carrying 100 times. Namely, if I let it take it from my hand, I'll carry 101 times. And if I don't let him take it, I'll only carry 100 times. Is there an Iser Lifnei Iver L'Sitein Michshol for such a situation? So the Ritva suggests that Ava Pi She'efshar Shehu Marbe B'Iser Ayadenu Lo Chayshinan. That in a situation where he was going to do it anyway, even if he'll do a little more, it's not a problem. The footnote over here quotes in the name of the Ra'ah. Afilu haya makriv shtehen shekenu over ba'achas kameya. Shekenu over na'ya. Eino over da'afim vada yarbe isur eino over mishum lifnei iver. That maybe there's no din of lifnei iver in such a situation. Al chalamaisa, that's a very, very powerful shita. Right? In other words, if you're dealing with someone who is an avaryan, right, and he's going to do this aveira 100 times, because if you would do it 101 times, that wouldn't be an iser of lifnei iver. So that's one case where lifnei iver point falls out. You also mentioned the case of bedile mine. What case do we have where lafrusha isura falls off? We find the case where there's no Easter of Tochacha. And we spoke about an Easter of Tochacha midoraisa, when you can prevent it. Easter of Tochacha midrabanan, even if you can't prevent it. Do we have some point at which there is no longer even an Easter midrabanan? Not just not listen, but ad kedei klala, ad kedei haka'a. When it reaches such a point, then already the Easter of Tochacha falls off totally. So we have such a situation. Namely, where perhaps we would have no Isra of Rafushem Isura if already, not only can you not stop him, but if you don't give it to him, he's going to curse you, he's going to hit you, v'chule. That's the Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Siman Tav Reish Ches, Sif Bet. We have a problem, at some point Tochacha also falls off. By the Nochri, is there an Isra of Ne'ivim Midrabanan? So that was mentioned, right, that Tosas says that there's an Easter even by, if it's your chayfetz, even by a goy. I think that's pretty much what we have. Yes? Yes.
So we were saying, before we were saying that Bacho was the Mordechai, like the Mordechai was saying that there's no Israel on it at all. But he was only speaking with the Mordechai. And maybe you would say that only my Nachman is a Israel on it because maybe like
Then you're moving, what you're pointing out is that aside from Lifnei Iver, by a Jew we have other Isurim, Vlachrushem Isurim, Esayeya, Vachulai. So those are Isurim that may be specific to a Jew, not to a Goy. Even the Messiah, even by a Goy, smashing the Mishnah over there. Okay, so let's just summarize. So what we left out over here was that, leaving aside Isurei Shabbos, in which we have a din of Patur Umutar, Yitachen that we have a whole slew of Isurim Drabanan of allowing someone to be Motzi on Shabbos. Either it's an Isur of Lifnei Iver Midrabanan, if there is such an Iser that we saw in the Tosos Yishanim, the Shach shoots it down. Or we have an Iser of Lafrushe Me Isura, which mash over here from Tosos, Chayev Lafrisho Me Isur. And there we dealt with the two levels, Daraisa and Drabanan. Or we have, as the language of the Rosh, Mesayeya, language of the Mishnah Brura. But then we pointed out that we also have the same question, is that a Daraisa or a Drabanan? And then each of these have their own criteria. Sometimes Lufnei Iver will fall off, sometimes Lafrushe Meisura will fall off, and sometimes if it's not Shas Maisa, Yitachen that Nisayeya would also fall off. Okay, that's basically what I wanted to fill in. Okay, for Yom, when the next year? Wednesday, yes? Say Sunday, so Wednesday. So for Wednesday, we'd like to do is, I mean, now get back to, now to learn pretty much straight in the Gemara, cover the sugi over here, from two dots to the two dots, boi minei rav, until the two dots, about six, seven lines down on Daf Gimel in the days. Here, Rashi, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Hananel, the Rashba, the clock in my office, I'm sorry, is 10 minutes slow, so I did student photo staff in Marmakoma, so I wrote them up. So to see our sugya, Rashi tells us Reino Chanel the Rashba, the Rambam, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Ches. I'll print it out for tomorrow morning, we'll leave that there. And there's a sugya which has a parallel machlokis between Rashi and Tosfos, Andaf Sadi Aleph Amid Beis, through Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph. From the two dots, Andaf Tzadi Aleph Amid Beis, Kupa Shehimaleya, until the Mishnah of Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph. Mahokas Rashi and Tosfos is on Daf Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi over there, a number of Dibur HaMaskils, and Tosfos Hosam Lamala Migimel. So we'll have a parallel Mahokas. Now we're moving back into the world of Hotza'ah. We'll start with that, and we'll see if we can continue. Then we'll move over into Abaye. I'll give you a set of Mar Makamos for Abaye on Daf Gimel Medeis as well.